Hare Krishna. Astasaki is asking, is there a difference between spiritual and transcendental? I believe I've discussed this before, certainly mentioned it. The answer is yes, at least in the way that I use these words, which I use them based on how I see Srila Prabhupada has used the words. I haven't seen any dedicated statement that differentiates the two or defines the two in relationship to each other. But how they're used is different. So, in terms of the word spiritual, Srila Prabhupada, Acharyas, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath, use this concept of spiritualization, how something becomes spiritualized, and everyone knows the example of iron rod in fire. You put the iron rod in the fire, and it becomes like fire. Similarly, you put the conditioned living entity in the fire of bhakti yoga, and the body becomes spiritualized, his consciousness becomes spiritualized, the subtle body becomes spiritualized. And this is a book, Bhagavatam. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur described that this is a proportional thing, that spiritualization occurs to the degree that one has actually cleansed his heart or has become Krishna conscious. In the Madhurya Kadambini, there we see that Vishwanath describes different degrees of purification of bad habits resulting from karma and aparad and offenses, and one becomes proportionately spiritual or advanced. So my understanding, spiritual means how the transcendental manifests itself in conditioned souls in the material world. And that is what spiritual means. Living entities are not qualified to experience transcendence. They will not yet come to that stage, but they experience the shadow of that transcendence, that abbas. And transcendental is the original experience, object of a non-material substance. For instance, we talk about the body becoming spiritualized, but the swarup, a living entity, is spiritual body is always spiritual. It didn't become spiritualized. It was never material. It is always beyond transcendental in all ways. So the distinction there should be clear. And I often use it when devotees ask me, "Well, I have such and such experience. Is Maya Sahaja, or is this something spiritual?" And I, for instance, in a kirtan, someone has, you can have so many experiences. Is it real? Only spiritual things are real. So is it real or is it unreal? Yes, it's real. It's a spiritual event, but it's not transcendental. And the evidence of that is that Nidvori hasn't become completely liberated. He hasn't entered into the transcendental sphere. He remains a conditioned soul, and so on and so on. So, distinction between spiritual and transcendental, as I've seen the words used. And interestingly, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, even in his commentary in the 10th canto, he points out that even those living entities who were able to take birth on the same planet as Krishna, well, that's here, when he appeared here, some of them, due to not being fully transcendental, but they were partially transcendental, or partially spiritual, could not meet with Krishna. It was only when all of those material things were burnt up, then they actually became qualified and they entered into the same spiritual or transcendental nature as Krishna. So that's my understanding. I hope that's suitable. Hare Krishna.